Okay, it looks like we're ready to go. It is 10:01 on Tuesday, August 23rd, 2022. Let's go with the opening of the pledge, and I will lead you in that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right on to our informational items. Curtis Koch.
Thank you, commissioners. We are in the process of using part of the state and local fiscal recovery funds, or SLUFRF, for use in constructing a emergency operations center for the county. And we have gone out to RFP for architectural and design services. We have received those. We've received two bids back for review. They are CRSA Architects and Galloway and Company Inc. And so those two firms' proposals will be provided to a selection committee, and we will, or they will come back with a recommendation to the commission for moving forward.
I'll move on to public comments. Anybody from the public like to come forward? Seeing none from the public, we'll move on to our business and action items. From Community and Economic Development, Director Kent Anderson.
Morning, Commission. We have four items for you today. I'm Kent Anderson, the Director of Community and Economic Development. Item number one for your consideration is an approval of a federal subrecipient grant agreement with the State of Utah Department of Health and Human Services for the Social Service Block Grant. Terms receivable in the amount of $104,608, beginning 7/1/2022 to 6/30/2023. Item number two is an approval of the summary list of the 2022 Antelope by Moonlight Bike Ride Sponsorship Agreements. Terms receivable in the amount of $3,500, beginning 7/15/2022 to 7/15/2022. We ended up having a really great ride to about 1,900 riders, so it was a really fun evening.
How does that compare to you?
So the record, I believe, was around 2,200, but you normally we're about 1,700 to 1,800, so this was a little higher, and people really had a really good time. Approval of the item number three is an approval of a temporary access license to Mill Creek Basin, tax ID 04069-0135 with Bountiful City to allow for trail maintenance, terms 8/24/2022 to 9/23/2022. So this is the Bountiful City Youth Council wanting to go do some cleanup on the trail through there. And then item number four is an approval of a contract with Intermountain Porsche Club for the autocross event. Terms receivable in the amount of $927, beginning 10/23/2022 to 10/23/2022.
Good. I move approval of items one through four as presented.
Second.
I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Kent.
Thank you. All right, Director Lane Rose.
Good morning, Commission. Director Lane Rose, Director of Facilities Management. Item number five is a contract for your guys' approval. This is with Salt Studio, Inc. This is for some additional requested office furniture in our Memorial Courthouse for our pretrial service department, some lateral files for some of their storage. Needs. This is payable in the amount of $14,461 with terms 8/23/2022 ending 12/31/2022.
So I think you just answered the only question I had was, yeah, was this something that was delayed and now getting paid for? But this is just additional
some
storage.
Additional needs. And a credenza for their front office that she didn't recognize she needed until they moved in and filing cabinets underneath their furniture.
Yeah, they're doing great over there in their new space. It's really neat. Chris Bone and I have been over for meetings, and it sure is working out great. Thank you, Lane. I move approval.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
From the Health Department, Director Brian Hatch.
Good
looks.
It's not this exciting.
Well, my look is the same, so it must be the others that have changed.
We looked at you like,
smirks on what's your face. It's like, I don't know what. Anyways, two items. Brian Hatch, director of the health department. The
your first voice one, is higher.
Huh?
Your voice is higher.
No, it's not, Brian. Keep going.
I have high heels on today. Little step up there, a little higher. First is an amendment with Voyage Academy for reimbursement of HEPA filters. This is some additional air filtration equipment and filters for the Voyage Academy in the amount of $9,000, beginning 2/22 and running to 12/15 of 2022. So it's just some additional money that we had through our K-12 contracts that came through the state.
And I do have one question about that, Brian. I'm just curious because I've learned a little bit about filtration systems. Did the schools kind of vet those and select what they felt like was best for them? Did we have anything to do with selection of those?
The requirements that came through the federal contract, it had to meet certain standards, and we give them a list of what those standards were, and they went out and found something. So we had to approve what they purchased. It had to meet those standards. So.
That's great. So it's a really good system.
Yeah, these are mobile ones. These are placed in each classroom.
Hopefully
we'll have long-term return, not just with the COVID, but during all respiratory season and allergen and help asthma and all other things in classroom at that level just by filtering the air better.
Right. Good. Thank you.
And the next item is just an amendment. No. On here it says receivable funding. We already received the funding. They've just extended the time on this funding. So this is an amendment with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services for the hypertension and food pantry grant that we received. And they're extending that to 12/31/2022. So the contract now runs 5/1 of 2022 to 12/31 of 22.
Terrific. I move approval of 6 and 7 as presented.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Public Works Director Adam Wright.
Morning.
Morning.
Today I brought to you items 8 and 9. Number 8 is approval of the pipeline crossing agreement with UTA for the UDOT West Davis Corridor project. Terms begin today, 8/23/2022. And run as long as the culvert exists out there. This is a continuation of the Bernard Creek Jack and Bore agreement that you've seen. Another permit, another agreement to get that pipe installed under I-15. Item number 9, approval of the standard service provider contract with Leon Polson Construction Company to raise water valves, manholes, and monuments for the Boynton Road rebuild in Kaysville, Utah. Terms payable in the amount of $15,725, beginning today, 8/23/2022. To this December 31st, 2022.
I move approval of 8 and 9 as presented.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, from the Sheriff's Adam. Office, Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
Item number 10 is a training reimbursement agreement with Riley Banks for special functions and law enforcement officer training. Payable in the amount of $21,766. Begins the day he's sworn in as a deputy sheriff and ends 2 years from that date. Number 11 is an ICAC task force grant application with the Attorney General's Office to investigate internet crimes against children. That's a receivable in the amount of $16,948. That begins July 1st of 2022, goes through June 30th of 2023. And item number 12 is a contract with, it's a standard professional services contract with Combustion and Control Service, LLC, for services to replace the boilers at the Davis County Sheriff's Campus. This is a payable in the amount of $382,000, begins 8/23 of 2022 and goes through 12/31 of 2022. That's the boilers from the original jail section from 1991, so Mitch and his team have kept these boilers running for 31 years now, so it's time for replacement.
I wish I could get my water heaters at home to last 10 years.
We all need Mitch and his team.
That is really amazing. Good for him and his team. I move approval of 12. 10 through 12, yes.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, real quick from Congressional Office, Rhonda Perks, anything you want to mention?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right, move on to consent items.
Okay. I move approval of. We're sad, Rhonda. We'd love to have your updates. All right. Move approval of work session meeting minutes. These are the dates: July 12th, 2022, the 8:30 a.m., July 12th, 2022, the 3 p.m., and then the regular commission meeting minutes: August 2nd, 2022, and July 26th, 2022. We've been busy making and reading minutes. Thank you.
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. And then we have our August 23rd, 2022 Indigent Hardship Abatement Register. I move that we deny the application and hold a hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Move we recess to Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today, under auditor adjustments, under appeals, you have a report with various appeals recommended that they be approved for $854,724. Under abatements, you have a report recommending denial of various abatements. Under corrections, you have 5 veteran exemption tax abatements for the year 2021 and a residential exemption for the year of 2021. Under corrections, assessor-initiated corrections, you have a report with various recommended corrections totaling $4,987,264. That is the property tax register for August 23rd, 2022.
I make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I make a motion we move out of the Board of Equalization back into our regular commission meeting.
All in favor?
Second. Okay. All in favor?
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye. All right, opportunity for comments. Neil, Curtis?
No comment, thank you.
Commissioner Stevenson?
No.
Loreen? I'm sorry, Commissioner Kamala?
Yes. I'd love to hear Randy also has his take on this, but we had an awesome opportunity to give a sportsman award on Saturday to the 4-H person who was voted best sportsman. And I'm trying to remember her name or the family.
It is Chief
Hamblin's
daughter.
Hamblin's daughter, 16-year-old. And Commissioner Elliott and I each read part of what this award represents. And it's all the things that make sense. It's not about winning. It's about how you play. It's a service to others and in being encouraging and really helping all of 4-H to be successful and to accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish. So it was pretty cool. I think Commissioner Elliott got a kick out of seeing me enjoy my very first livestock auction. I didn't want to leave. I was there for 90 minutes and almost bought something without intending to because I was waving to someone.
Next time we'll just buy it and put it in your backyard.
I said, if I buy the right freezer, can we split a side of beef next year?
Yes, we can.
So that's how cool it was. But it was all because these young people put in a lot of work and their families supporting them to purchase the animals and to take care of those animals and to grow them until there's a lot of meat up there on that little stage, right? Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe how big the live steers were. I was just blown away. And they're not even very old. They're giant. They're just really giant. The other thing to mention that I think is really important for all of the public and all of our Davis County employees to know is that the pretrial department just celebrated their 3rd anniversary of opening up. And this goes back to before Commissioner Stevenson and I were in office. The county invested in pretrial. It is a best practice. It is all about a right to due process and not unduly holding folks before they've had their trial who are not a public safety or a flight risk. That's, in a nutshell, what pretrial does. And it saves a lot of taxpayer money. It allows people who've been accused to be able to be monitored, to be under supervision, to actually have some really great care, to make sure that they don't miss their trial, and to address perhaps some of the things that they are dealing with if they have mental health or substance use issues. They literally have someone who is helping them kind of navigate and perhaps being able to have the consequences that fit without the things that don't fit. That's a good way of saying it. And so just really, really proud of Patty Fox and her team. They're doing some excellent work. And kudos to Davis County for being one of the leaders in the entire state to invest in this. It does take an investment of funds, and yet the economic savings to this county and the safety helps, and honestly the benefits to individuals and families is a really big deal. They had some things up on the screen. They've received accolades. I was just trying to find it really fast because I took some pictures. But I take so many pictures that it's now hard to find them. I didn't find them in advance. So, here they are. The mission statement, the guiding principles and core values. Let me just tell you this. Mission statement is to reduce unnecessary pretrial detention in Davis County. The guiding principles and core values is, number one, the presumption of innocence. Number two, non-financial conditions of release. Number three, interventions that reduce the likelihood of criminal behavior pending trial. Number four, accountability to the public. Number five, respect, integrity, and professionalism. And a bunch of us have seen their work enough to know that they are respected throughout the entire state of Utah, and they really kind of lead in pretrial in our state using best practices that exist in this great nation of ours. So super proud of them. They read even thank yous and commendations that they've received from judges and other people who work with them, and it's just a small little group doing really great work. So wanted to bring them forward today so everyone can be aware.
All right. I don't think I have anything. Representative, since you're in the room, you want have anything to say? Okay. They recognize Stephen Handy here, representative, probably for some other meetings, but always good to have a few people in the attendance. So this meeting's adjourned. Oh, you can give me a gavel.